Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Creator, our Savior, and our Sustainer, now and always. Amen. So in our time of worship today, and yes, we are doing things a little out of order, to pay attention to the time that we have together. In our time of worship today, we will hear the experience of Jesus' last days before going to the cross. And this Palm Passion Sunday is a pure roller coaster of emotion. Jesus' triumphant victory into Jerusalem, which ends at the mystery of the cross. And unless we allow ourselves some time to transition, we run the risk of liturgical, if not emotional, whiplash. And we should pay attention to this transition. It's important. This Lent, we have been noticing that joy comes from the love of God. The joy of Jesus entering the city of Jerusalem is easily identified. I mean, the folk there have been waiting for this, waiting for their Messiah forever. They remember the words of the prophet, as we unfortunately won't hear in our readings, but in Zechariah it says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, triumphant and victorious. He is humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariots of Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be cut off. And he shall command peace to the nations. His domination will be from sea to sea and from river to the ends of the earth." They have heard this story handed down from parents and grandparents. Some of them have actually witnessed Jesus' healing touch or heard the teachings of Jesus. So they are anticipating the triumphant arrival of their Messiah, not on a chariot of war, but on a donkey, just as the prophets proclaimed. And though the joy they feel is real and true, it gets ripped away as they witness what we are about to hear. This is what is at the center of the transition. Jesus is setting things right, but not in the way they expect the Messiah to set things right. Jesus arrives to save God's beloved people, and they believe that he will be crowned as king. Yet that belief appears to be dashed against the stone, as the only crown Jesus will wear is one of thorns. The followers and believers went from celebration to mourning in only days. And we can relate to times in our lives when we are filled with joy on cloud nine, and then our world comes crashing down. We have all experienced times of joy everywhere and then nowhere. This is the same emotion we will soon hear in our gospel with these men and the women and all those who have been following Jesus. Therefore, we are not asked to find joy in the extended reading of our gospel today. Rather, notice the lack of it. Acknowledge that this is the day when human greed, jealousy, frailty, and cruelty eclipse even the joyful life of Jesus. This is the time we recognize that when all hope seems or feels to be lost, God, through Jesus Christ, is saying, even when times are at their very cruelest and most horrible, I know you. I know what you're going through, because I have gone through it as well. I am with you. I've always loved you, and I always will, even when hope is nailed to a cross and joy is lost.